Hi everyone, welcome to Stump the Guru podcast with your host, Ari Galpa, the world's number one authority on trust-based selling and the creator of Unlock the Game. This monthly podcast will bring you guests from virtually every industry, unrehearsed, to try and stump Ari with their most difficult sales challenges. This podcast is for business owners, financial advisors, entrepreneurs, and sales executives. The guests in this show have only one goal in mind, to stump Ari. And Ari has one goal in mind, to overturn the notion of selling as we know it today by building trust between buyers and sellers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stump the Guru. Thank you for your patience there. We've had a couple of tech issues, but we are now live. And my name is Ari Galper. Welcome. This is our monthly show. We have a chance to call in from all over the world. To ask me live questions and try and stump the guru, kind of a fun title that we have here. I specialize in trust-based selling, a very unique and different approach to how to generate the sale, make the sale, and not chase people and play the sales game that we all hate. And so we have a different approach. I've been at this for 20 years now. So I'm ready to answer your questions, help people all over the world. And thank you, all of you who are now waiting to jump in and ask a question. So we'll try and get as many folks in as possible on this episode. If you can't be here live, then this show is also podcasted on our podcast called Stump the Guru. So you can catch it on Spotify, Apple, wherever you want to watch previous episodes and listen and watch this one as well. So Steve, who do we have first on our list today? Who's live in the room back there?
All righty, here we go. And first of all, for everybody that knows me, I'm a huge Knicks fan. So we got the blue, we got the orange. Today's the beginning of the NBA for New Yorkers. So here we go. First, we're going to bring on Nick Hedges. Hey, Nick, long time no see, my friend.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing great. Let everybody know who you are, what you're all about, please, and then your question for Ari.
Sure. Hi, everybody from all around the world. Nick Hedges from Sydney. I've got a human resources advisory and consultancy business here in Sydney. So my question, Ari, is that often when I'm referred to a client or I'm in front of a client or a potential client, I should say, so I haven't converted them yet, obviously, I'm usually asking questions at the beginning, sort of at that sales conversation around probing them to qualify them, more importantly than anything, sort of in my head, are they the right size? Have they got the right employee size, et cetera? So I'm sort of asking a lot of qualifying questions. My question to you is, in the fact that it doesn't seem to get me so close to the sale, sort of what should I be asking or what should I be using a different approach?
Okay, Nick, great question. That's a very common issue that we've been taught over the years that our job is to first qualify somebody in an initial conversation asking fact-finding questions, which what you're doing there is asking questions, size them up essentially. And the challenge with that is fact-finding questions are not trust-building questions. When somebody feels they're being almost cross-examined on our first conversation, they're being sort of extracted with information and data about the situation in terms of what you need to size them up, that actually breaks the trust process. They don't feel like you're listening to them. They feel like you're trying to extract information for your purposes and not mm-hmm. theirs. So what mm-hmm. we have devised is replace fact-finding questions. By the way, those questions are important, but they come later in the process. The first thing right. you have to do is you have to initiate what we call trust building questions. And those are different. And those are questions around unpacking and helping the other person understand the depth of their issues. So rather than trying to size them up and qualify them, instead what you need to do is simply ask some questions to really unravel and amplify their situation. So and help them see the gravity of the situation. So example, if someone says to you, we're having trouble keeping our people, let's say as a problem to you, rather than trying to size them up in terms of the opportunity, what I'd say instead is, can you tell me more about that? How has it been a problem for? What have you done so far to try and work on that? Give me more context around the problem. So rather than trying to move them forward to qualify them, you go down what I call the iceberg to really help them understand the gravity of their full situation, because that's where you get to a level of trust that you can't get to through strict qualification. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So what you're saying is use that first meeting really as just an opportunity, I guess to just completely understand the problem and not even are they
if you're getting poor quality people in the first place, that's a marketing problem, not a sales conversion problem. So what you got to do is tweak your marketing to bring in your ideal client profile who's already pre-qualified in terms of the size of the business or you know how many employees they have. But you don't use the actual conversation itself to figure that out. You use the first dialogue to build trust with them.
Yep, that makes sense.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
I've got to jump off. So I'm kind of selfishly, thank you so much. But that
no
was
problem.
Great.
Take care.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the Stump the Guru Show. We are live for our monthly show. There's a chance to bring all of your sales challenges. You're chasing someone right now. You're stuck on a deal. You love a unique perspective to how to approach someone around trust-based selling. If you'd like to have a private consultation with me or one of my coaches, just go to unlockthegame.com/free consultation. But we're here live answering questions. And of course, we're also podcasting this as well on our podcast, Stump the Gurus. So Steve, who's next in line back there?
All righty. Up next, I'm going to bring on Erica. Hey, Erica, how are you today?
Hello. Good, gentlemen. Right. How are you?
Doing well. If you can let everybody know a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and then your question for Ari, please.
There we go.
Hi, Erica.
Sure. Thanks. Hi, Ari. I'm calling today from California, and I'm in the financial services space. So a lot of great opportunistic time to talk to people right now as we have a lot of financial turmoil going on. But there are, you know, ways out of it and good solutions. But with that, I do have a question for you.
Sure.
My question today has to do, I was just listening to the previous guest that you had, where he was talking a little bit, you had recommended to leave the qualification out of the process when you get in front of them. So I do get a lot of inbound leads.
Okay.
And while you can try to pre-qualify as much as you can prior to them joining you, I do enjoy going down the iceberg with them using some of your strategies. But my question is, at what point do you kind of inform or educate the person on kind of what your perhaps minimums are, right? The minimum investment to be made into the strategy or the time horizon attached to it.
Sure.
So you want to be respectful and get to build that trust, but also, you know, when is the appropriate time to introduce that information?
I think the best, and I know what you're trying to say, you want to make sure that if you proceed with them, that their expectations are your expectations. So no one gets, we don't waste any time with them and yourself, right? So I think in your situation, the first phase for you really is to listen, unpack their situation, help them see the urgency and need for it, and make sure it's a priority for them to solve it. Then what you do is you say, before I proceed with walking through my process is, let me just let you know in advance that X, Y, and Z, are you comfortable and do you fit within that frame? Because if you so, then I'll walk you through what I have. Can you let me know if that fits you or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that sounds good. That sounds like a good check-in point to kind of put that information out there.
If I may, I
saw that you've been asked this question before one of your past episodes, but since it's October or we're close to that, I'm not sure when this will air, if you could just talk a little bit about ghosting again and the best way to handle that when someone is very interested and ready to proceed, perhaps they already have the proposal. And then, you know, unfortunately, other priorities may come up in their life. What's the best way to stay in touch in those situations?
Well, I think you, in a way, answered your own question with what you just said to me in terms of the word priority.
Okay.
And that's really is the issue, is that you have to re-engage them around the notion of, is their problem still a priority for them to solve or not?
Mm-hmm.
So typically when most people follow up with people, they follow up around the solution and they say, oh, did you want to move forward with what we talked about? Did you want to move the application forward? Did you want to like move towards the end of the process? That's right. How we normally do it. That's what caused all the friction, because that's not checking in with them around their problem. So in your case, what I would do is when you call them back, you'd say, hi, John, it's Eric here. Hope you're doing well. And here's how you bridge over. I've been thinking about our conversation. And they go, oh, wow, thinking about me. And I was just wanting to see if it was still a priority for you to address the issues that you mentioned to me around concerns around your cash flow, having a margin of safety in your portfolio to preserve what you built and to make sure that your taxes aren't impacted long term. I just want to make sure that was still a priority for you to sort of address once and for all. Is that still important for you to work on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Making it about them again, just as we did in the first meeting.
It's always got to be anchored around the problem. Problem-centric only, not solution-centric. They have to, on their own, say, you know what, it is, Ashley, and I've been so busy with other things, I have a chance to work on this. But yeah, let's get this thing going again. So if you stick with the problem, mm-hmm. you're bulletproof. If you start shifting over to, ooh, did you want to move forward towards a sale? You're in trouble.
Right. Perfect. Well, thank you.
Great to see you again. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, welcome back to the Stump the Guru Show. We've got folks from all over the world today. One gentleman calling from Sydney, one person from California, and I'm in Sydney myself. So we're live here on our show, taking live sales questions, challenges, scenarios, and your chance to come on the show now and ask me a live question to get some coaching with an answer you can implement right away, get a result, and let us know how it goes. And we're also on our podcast as well, Stump the Guru. So Steve, who's next?
All righty. So let's come full circle then. Let's bring on a New Yorker and my favorite cleanup hitter on the planet. We're going to bring in, here we go. It's the man, the myth, the legend. It's Antonio Kenyatta. How are you today, Antonio? Let's, for everybody that doesn't know you yet, which there might be one or two still remaining on LinkedIn, how about you let everybody know who you are, what you're doing, and then your question for Ari, please.
Great. Yes. And thank you, Steve. Antonio Kenyatta. I'm a financial advisor, but I work with target those in the medical profession.
Yep.
So for me, Ari, obviously good evening, maybe for you, it's a good morning. But my question is, so in the process of moving forward with everything I've learned from using Great, you know, I'm getting lots of interest, but I've come into a new challenge.
Yep.
And it's a good challenge, but it's a, you know, it's a challenge in that. So for helping, you know, all these medical professionals with their debt, the lenders normally receive their payments via check and that whole process. And so it's not, there isn't, you know, some with some other, like a mortgage is, there are a lot of banks you can tap into and deal with that electronically, but for them, it's still kind of a paper process. And so I have the challenge I have is I want to reach out to them and say, look, you know, we have this growing body of members in the medical profession who have, you know, X amount of money in debt and would be interested in you know, shifting that burden, that problem over to us to pay those bills to you electronically. And so, you know, these guys, these companies are giants. And so my question to you is what, you know, because I have to reach out to them via email. Sure, I wasn't getting one on the phone. What approach and the problem they would have, I guess, from my view, their problem would be, you know, their costs, the cost to, you know, process checks and the security and the inefficiencies all behind that. We would, by bringing them payments electronically, it, you know, just there's so many more benefits. So I don't want to talk about benefits. I want to talk about their problems and how we can add value. So I just wanted to get your ideas on approach in an email. You know, even if I got a conversation, but most likely it would be email to reach out to these giant lenders.
Well, I think in this case, there needs to be a business case for them, a solid business reason why they should make the change or add electronic transfer as an additional option. Now, yes. Are you saying that you have a group of people that would be new income for them? That
they're existing debt holders to them
who will
be paying by check.
I see.
I'm saying the efficient, you know, there will be new ones, but they're already owe the debt to the lender.
Okay.
Just the payment process, rather than them writing checks every month, we could do that for them electronically to make that process more efficient.
So I think in that case, what you want to do is, wouldn't it be their advantage? Isn't it obviously an advantage to them to do that? It's just probably an old process they have in place.
Yes.
So I don't think you have to sell them on why they should do it, is my guess. Because I think that's probably obvious to them. They're just kind of living in the dinosaur age and haven't moved forward yet. But what I would do if I were you is send an email saying, I represent these medical students or doctors, total of 2,000 or whatever the number is, that are, you know, working with you on their repayments. And as a group, we are wanting to see if you'd be open, to considering adding electronic transfer payments to the process, so that my group of people can be more efficient with you and not take any chances and making mistakes with checks. And then you add the problem at the end of that. Does that make sense? So it's more like, are you open to adding this new process in to avoid these problems that represent my folks?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just see, maybe they're working on it. Maybe I think that's the first start in your process to see if they're even open.
Yes.
And just go to the top people with that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Exactly. Okay. That's exactly what I was looking for. That, you know, just needed to figure out a good angle, and, you know, always get
that should open the door. That should open the door without them feeling like you're trying to like push something through. Right. Would you be open? The classic stuff.
Excellent.
Good to see you guys, Tony.
Thank you, Ari.
Great. Okay. Well, so far we're on a roll here with the Stump the Guru show. If you have a live question, just jump on in, stumptheguru.com, just like it sounds, stumptheguru.com. Click on that. Go to that link. It'll bring you right into the show. Also, if you missed today's show or you're catching it later on, you can watch it or listen to it on your favorite podcast source. I just type in my name or type in Stump the Guru to find the show. And we are here every month around this time where you can just bring anything you have that you're working on, and I'll give you whatever I can in terms of insights and ideas. If you want to do a private consultation, just go to unlockthegame.com/free consult. You may not have my book yet called Unlock the Sales Game, which you can grab a copy of that at unlockthegame.com. And there's also a free masterclass as well there. If you don't have anybody else left back there, or are we good for today, Steve?
No, we have nobody left in the room, a couple cameras off. But just so everybody knows, our next show is going to be November 16th in the U.S., the 17th in Australia. Use a tool like Time Buddy to find your local time and day. So that way we keep the machine moving so people know when we are. But other than that, nope, we've a couple of great guests today.
Okay, well then, thank you for coming, everyone. Thanks for the great questions. And we'll see you all next time. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
If you want to listen to this episode in full, head to www.unlockthegame.com/stumptheguru. And if you want to be a guest on the show, you can apply through that same link.